Hey friends, I'd like to tell you about my OnlyFans. Come check it out. Just kidding. I can't even do that joke. I do not have an OnlyFans. But we are going to talk today about, can you profit on OnlyFans with non-adult content? This is fun. Today's listener references an incredible statistic. I heard this too recently, and we're going to get into it a little bit. But the statistic is more than 4% of the population subscribes to an OnlyFans account. Now, just in case you aren't familiar, OnlyFans is largely about adult content. Adult creators are offering various videos, images, other services, perhaps, for their fans who pay for this. Now, of course, Side Hustle School is a family-friendly show, so we're going to talk about an interesting shift happening on OnlyFans. Because the platform is often associated with adult content, there is, however, a smaller slice of the OnlyFans pie that more and more creators are using to share non-adult content, from fitness coaching to art to personal development. So with its subscription model, it offers, or it can offer, let's say, a unique opportunity for content creators to build community and generate recurring income. Now, those two things are things that we are very much interested in on the podcast. So how can you take advantage of this trend? And is it true, in fact, that 4% of the population subscribes to an OnlyFans account? That's pretty incredible. So let's break it down. Detailed question and my answer. Detailed question and my detailed answer coming right up.
Hey, Chris. This is Jenna from Pittsburgh. I recently read that 4% of the population subscribes to OnlyFans. Is that really true? I've also been hearing more about creators using OnlyFans for non-adult content and was wondering if that's a growing trend. What are some of the best opportunities for creating non-adult content on the platform, and how can someone stand out in this space? I'm interested in exploring it, but I want to make sure I'm taking the right approach.
Hey, Jenna, first, let's address this statistic. I did see that article as well about how 4% of the population subscribes to OnlyFans, but it turns out it is a great exaggeration. I'm not sure how they came up with that number. Basically, OnlyFans, there's a very large user base. That is true, but it's not quite 4%. Still, I did see, and this is a true statistic, the founder took a $400 million bonus this year. Apparently, last year he took $360 million, and that was just not enough. So this year, more than $1 million a day, the founder has paid himself a bonus. So, you know, obviously it is very popular and lucrative. Of course, most OnlyFans creators are not making a ton of money, but some are. And most of the ones who are highly profitable are doing adult content. But let's talk today about non-adult content on the platform, just because it is increasing. So what are some popular non-adult niches or categories for this platform? Fitness and health, for sure. Cooking and recipes, definitely. Art and creativity, that could include a lot of stuff. Artists, writers, musicians. Could be a live art session, giving your fans early access to new creations. And then there is some lifestyle and personal development. So some people are doing productivity, mindfulness, lifestyle habits. I do think you can't just go on there and do it fresh. Like you need to have a pretty strong, you know, platform profile. And then some reason why your fans, your audience, however you think of them, will want to connect with you on this platform. Nevertheless, those are some popular categories that are growing. So because OnlyFans is subscription-based, your whole goal is to create ongoing value that keeps people subscribed, to get them to subscribe in the first place, get them to stick around. So engagement is huge. In fact, that's one of the biggest perks of OnlyFans. You know, as someone who's paying for it, it's the ability to communicate directly with the creator. So you want to think about Q&As, polls, personalized content. If you are one of those fitness creators, personalized workout feedback, perhaps, or musicians could host live listening parties. Behind the scenes content always goes well. Early access, VIP perks, those are a few things that tend to work. Again, I just think it's important to note, even though the non-adult content is growing, the great majority of people on OnlyFans are doing that adult content. So that's something that you have to decide, are you comfortable with, right? Because if you tell people you're on this platform, they then make some assumptions, most likely. So you have to clarify pretty quickly and decide if that is for you. But as I said, with a clear brand and strategy, you can make it work. So Jenna, anybody else out there, let us know how it goes. Good luck. We'd love to feature some OnlyFans creators who are doing something different than what most people are there. And if you have a question, or if that's you, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the rest of the year, which we are now in the final month. I'm so grateful for you. In fact, tomorrow episode 2900 comes out. What a journey it's been. That's all for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.